dreams come true. Nobody else is gonna do it for you. Nobody else is gonna do it for you. If you're not where you wanna be, now's the time to try. If you're not where you wanna be, show us how you fly.
You keep saying that you want that thing so bad. Yeah. You know, TCS on a Monday night. We're having a technical problem. We apologize for that. One side's not out on the needle, so we're just dealing with it. Anyway, T.O. Sweet in the place. This is TCS on a Monday night, and we're doing our thing out in Candyland. Of course, the phone lines are open, 212-998-1818. It's yours truly, The Aviator. And, you know, we did kind of mention that we do have a special guest in the house, and he's going to be throwing down for us. You know, this is such an honor to have this person. It's actually, I don't know if you know this group, most of you guys out there. I'm sure you heard the song. We're going to segue one of his, I guess, their popular tracks, which is called Moving Cities. And the group, of course, was Phase Action on a very well underground equipped label that was once Newphonic. The label's not around anymore. Newphonic Records. And are you on over there?
Hello?
Give me a, yeah, there you
yeah,
go. Has Simon Lee in the house from Phase Action. How's New York treating you?
Very, very good. We're having a great time over here. And we haven't stopped, but thanks for being here.
Yeah, so I think you've been quite a busy person while you were up here.
Yeah, we've been out and about. We've been to every club, I think, in town, basically.
And of course, Adam Goldstone again.
Adam,
who just did a shindig over at Love, Whoville, right? Look, he's quiet about it. He's quiet. He's got his Afghan. He's chilling.
So, yeah, that
was good.
That was good. That was good, dude.
Yeah, I heard a lot of things. Did I hear you guys have bunny rabbits up there getting busy?
Yeah, there was some warehouse party out in Bushwick that got busted, and it was some sort of, I guess, sort of Easter theme. So all these like kind of freaks with bunny ears and what have you bounced into the place.
I mean, I didn't stop to think about it. I just thought that was a normal thing that happened.
Oh, we get bunnies getting high all the time out in New York right before Easter. So
just like the way here at the candy store, you can see Rio here's got his little kind of candy store.
Yeah, we got our Cadbury eggs.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing the. Going, you know, I'm tired of wearing logos on shirts. I'm just wearing, you know, last time, you broke on my V-neck. Were you here for that when they broke on my V-neck?
No.
I was wearing a V-neck, and they were kind of telling me V-neck. So now I'm just wearing Fruit of the Loom plain white because I'm tired of wearing shirts with logos and everything. So I figured tonight I'll just wear a plain-ass white shirt for Candyland. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 212-998-1818. And we're just going to get busy here with Simon Lee. He's going to be in the mix, Phase Action, live on TCS. And for those of you who are not familiar with Phase Action, we'll just get into one of the tracks right here, which is called Moving Cities, which is one of the... I love the violins on this record.
Thanks.
And
there it goes.
There goes them violins. Rio loves violins.
That's, yeah.
All right, so we'll put you in a mix.
Okay.
For those
okay.
of you who like to call, number's 212-998-1818. And of course, our website, IMS, it's www.tcats.com. That's TCATS. This is the Candy Store on a Monday night with Phase Action in the mix. Simon Lee. Yeah. Phase Action. That was some mini set you just pulled over here.
Yeah, really.
Wait, hold on. Let me get you on.
Hello?
Yeah. There you go.
There we go. There we go.
All right. Now, let me get this. How many of you are there Phase Action?
Basically, Phase Action is myself and my brother. We're the key, two key. We write and record the tracks, and then when we go out live, we bring in other musicians too.
So you're a musician as well?
I'm more of a DJ, producer, kind of beats guy. I play a little bit of percussion.
Yeah, right?
A little bit, but I'd only play on my own records. I wouldn't ever play on anyone else's.
Now, this is one of the interesting questions that I always love to fondle with.
Okay.
Which is, do you like playing your own productions when you play live? Like like when I do an edit or I do, like, I'm not a big production person like yourself, but I always find it weird to play my own material in front of people.
Yeah, I guess so. It depends. I did just then, actually. I just played one of my own ones, so I don't really have a big thing about it, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know, it doesn't really bother me that much. But
it doesn't?
Nah, not really, no. I mean, it just kind of fitted then, and, like, you know, so it's one of the records I bought, so I played.
All right. Now, if anyone wants to catch up with you, is there, like, a website or any information?
Yeah, they can go to www.phaseaction.com.
And how do you spell that? F-A-Z-E?
F-A-Z-E and...
F-A-Z-E action?
Yeah.
Okay, that's F-A-Z-E and action, like action figure.
That's right.
And it's www.phaseaction.com.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And all your latest stuff is on there?
It's kind of being updated at the moment, so yeah, hopefully it will be.
And so how are you finding New York right now?
Great, having a fantastic time, really. Yeah. Actually, yeah, really,
we were
really
kind
good.
Of talking about the Simon and I were talking about the how great vinyl is in terms of the authenticity.
I was saying that I think with all the digital downloads, I think artists will still always want their music to exist in a physical format.
That's what you said.
Yeah, you know.
The music, when it's on vinyl, it exists.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to just being a bunch of O's and ones.
Exactly.
Just kind of thrown on plastic.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I mean, how do you see it's so tough. Do you describe your music? It's tough to categorize your music. It's more of like a ethnic diversity of disco and all these kind of elements. Well, how do you describe your music? Like, if someone tells you what kind of music you do, what do you say?
I guess it's an eclectic mix of music. I mean, it varies from month. You know, say we're in the mood for, we're listening to a lot of African music, we'll go and make, you know, we'll have an urge to make an African record.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
And then suddenly we might have an urge to go make some more disco. We're making a lot of disco at the moment. So
I tell you, you're like, between you, I mean, well, actually, you represent Phase Action, Simon Lee, of course, Ashley Beadle.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'd say a handful of a few other producers. Look, just like Adam, I love Adam's work too. He goes off into he doesn't give a s about anything. So
yeah, I think
you kind of represent. Now you're from the UK.
That's right. Yeah,
and you kind of represent. You're kind of like a driving force in a lot of record stores in Manhattan for all the loft DJs
and all the underground
DJs that kind of want to bridge. See, it's real cool because we can play your stuff along with some disco classics.
Yeah, that's
and
right,
what's
yeah.
great about it is people won't know the difference.
Yeah, I mean, we always try to. I like to have our sound quite organic sounding, so it's kind of versatile on a lot of different levels. You know what I mean?
Now, let me get this straight. You don't strike me as that old of a guy, but is your dad like getting down to this and saying, "Hey, this kind of like sounds like the stuff they were playing back and more"? You know?
Yeah, I caught him in his pajamas the other night.